This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. You can now drive on I-70 through Glenwood Canyon again. Just within the hour, the governor's office announced that one lane in each direction is now open through the canyon between Glenwood Springs and Dotsero. It had been closed for about 2 weeks due to mudslides. Governor Polis praised those who worked on getting the interstate reopened ahead of schedule. But just be aware that if severe thunderstorms cause more mudslides and debris flow, it could close once again. Coloradans can still enroll for health insurance that's not provided by an employer this year. CPR's John Daly.
The deadline, which was extended, is this Sunday, August 15th. After that, people can only enroll or change their plan if they have a major life event, like getting married, having a baby, or losing health insurance from an employer. A new law increased the amount of assistance people can receive to cover some or all of the costs of their health insurance premiums. The next open enrollment period for 2022 starts in November. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is advising that some immunocompromised people get another dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That includes people being treated for tumors or cancers of the blood and those with advanced or untreated HIV infection. The announcement follows a similar one from the CDC. The recommendation is for people who have received two doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. You should talk to your doctor before getting another dose. And from downtown Denver, this is CPR News and KRCC.